Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
What an incredible night we've had in both the NBA and Major League Baseball. Right now, the NBA draft in the middle portion of the second round. But clearly the big headline of the night, at least coming in, was Cade Cunningham going number one overall to the Detroit Pistons. Now, before we get into the Russell Westbrook trade for a second, this is a look. I know that we had heard about this earlier in the day and Woj was tipping picks. Now, how happy ESPN was with Woj tipping picks. I can't believe they're that happy, because after Cade Cunningham's, a lot of guys you have to show highlights of and say, remember this shot from the NCAA tournament? Boy, that was awesome. That's kind of where you're at. But Cade Cunningham is one of those picks, and we're not talking about him enough and this selection by the Pistons, because clearly he's a guy that's going to transform the franchise. He is that kind of guy, a 6'8 guard that is as dynamic as hell. You watched him all last year with Oklahoma State. He is fantastic. You watch what Trae Young was able to do with the Atlanta Hawks in a couple of years. You're talking about a guy who's Trae Young but 8 inches taller, with a bigger skill set. He is going to have the Pistons in the playoffs next year. Detroit basketball is back. It's the East, so how short of a jump is it to being one of the beasts of the East? Look, again, point to the Hawks. being in the Eastern Conference Finals with basically just Trae Young. This is a moment that will be overshadowed by the Westbrook trade, but this is a huge deal because now finally the Detroit Pistons can say, hey, we're on the way back because we just got an absolute superstar and Cade Cunningham is going to be a superstar. Sometimes the number one pick in the draft is a really great pick and you look and say, this is the guy we got to fight for. Some years it's Zion Williamson, some years it's Cade Cunningham, some years it's somebody else, and you go, well, somebody's got to go number one overall. It's our bad luck that there was nobody good this year. No, Cade Cunningham is that good. Watch what he does to the Pistons fast. I'm telling you, playoffs next year, Eastern Conference power coming up shortly after that. Being a point guard, not going to need to worry about getting the ball in his hands or having some. He's going to control the team. He is fantastic. They will be good really, really fast.
Look at you. You're all excited. Look, it's a team that averaged over 106 points per game this year. So, you know, they fill it up. The problem is they gave up. Their differential actually was less than 5. So not awful. So maybe that 13-game jump that would get them to where Charlotte was is within reach. But I think the exciting thing is coming out of this draft. And it was quiet, right? Because there's been so much other big events, right? U.S. men's actually winning their quarterfinal in the Gold Cup today. So, you know, men's soccer on the map. Obviously, all the Olympics coverage, the Aaron Rodgers, etc. So the NBA draft kind of pushed to the side a little bit. And again, Cunningham was the presumptive number one all along. But when you talk about Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, I mean, you got a bunch of guys that are going to come in and have impacts right away. So some of those conversations of looking ahead, hopefully talking about this draft with at least on the surface, all these impact players rivaling those great drafts of old, right? You start seeing the Kobe Bryant footage when he was drafted by Charlotte and then traded right away. So, you know, those fun things, you know, because really the Lakers didn't have a good enough day. They had to really remind you of that bonus as well from the 96 draft. But, you know, a number of players who could come in, change some teams' fortunes, and that's not just, you know, lip service, and that you have players. And I think it's going to be fun to watch. We break those in full detail as you get more trades done and everything to see exactly how these rosters line up. But, you know, for a night for Cade Cunningham, I watched him take over the set. Right, he did his interview right after being drafted and then eventually went to the set with Jay Billis and everybody. He sat down and he's like, all right, what's next? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
And they're looking at him like, okay.
It's who
like,
else am I talking to?
We're asking the questions here, pal. Yeah.
Where else are we going?
No, it was great. Like, he totally owned the moment. And it was great pageantry and a commissioner that doesn't get booed nearly as much as all the others.
No, he said, Detroit, I'm all in. It's like me going to White Castle in Detroit. I'm like, I'm all in. He's all in. I mean,
is this your guy now? Are you going to get one of those jerseys?
Dude, since I went to Detroit last week on vacation, the Tigers are 10-4. The Red Wings got a really good goal. Like the Canes gave away Nedeljkovic. But anyway, and the Pistons wind up getting Cade Cunningham. I'm an influencer and a good luck charm. All I asked for was free White Castle. All I asked for was free White Cat. Look what I'm doing to Detroit. Look what I'm doing. It's amazing. But look, why it's not going to be a short jump to be an Eastern Conference power, you have some pretty good young talent on that team, right? Sadiq Bey was pretty good. All right, Jeremy Grant's playing in the Olympics right now. It took him 8 years coming out of Syracuse early, but now he's become a really good player, right? Isaiah Stewart's, you know, had a pretty decent season. They have good building blocks, man, and it's that point guard, the guy that's going to have the ball in his hands the entire game. That's such a huge deal. It's why, hey, we get Zion Williamson. That's great. Can you move the ball around? Make sure you get it to him in the right spot. You have the right people around him. When you talk about a point guard, it's okay. We got the point guard. Now let's just get everybody else, right? When you build through a big man, or when you make that guy, it's great having Zion be your guy. But it's not like, hey, we can just put Zion out there and suddenly we're going to transform our team and win 20 more games. Look, the Pelicans still can't make the playoffs. They still can't win enough games with Zion in his second year now. But when you talk about a team like the Hawks with with Trae Young, suddenly they become an Eastern Conference power in 1 year after he's had a year to come into the league. And the same thing's going to be true here. I'm telling you, it's not going to be a short trip for them to be an Eastern Conference power. It's great for the NBA. Detroit's a big heritage team, and you know, they're going to back, oh, they haven't been this good since the Bad Boys teams of the 80s, and we get to see those horrendous highlights of the 2004 finals against the Lakers. But it's great to have Detroit basketball back, and they're going to be back really soon. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be a really good team. Get your Pistons gear cheap on eBay now, because it's going to go way up very soon.
So you're saying go buy the rookie cards of all these youngsters? Look, the Cunningham ones, when they come out, are going to be too expensive for you. But you might get some value with Killian Hayes and some of these other dudes.
All right. Great. Hey, look, listen, this is about, you're about adding value, and you're talking about adding value.
Well, we got to try to figure out how we monetize it, because then as they rise as a power, you've banked a little bit of that money, and now you can go and attend those games and cheer on those folks that loaded up your bank account.
So when you talk about cheering on, if you go to LeBron James's Instagram, he has posted a photo with X's through the faces of Kyle Kuzma. No, he's posted a photo. No,
just, he had That's to dark, that. Man. That is dark. If that was legit, I would give him a standing ovation. I've been waiting for the full heel the whole time. He was evidently really mad at the shrinking box office for week two of Space Jam 2, and now he's taking it out on the X teammates.
Yeah. Survivor
Unless
Lakers. Survivor Lakers, there's X's through Montrezl Harrell and Kyle Kuzma.
Wow. And extinguished their torches and sent them out of town.
No, LeBron put a photo up, a Photoshop picture of Russell Westbrook in his number zero Lakers jersey in a heroic pose. Behind him and in the background, LeBron and Anthony Davis. LeBron is looking at AD. AD is pointing up at ostensibly Russell Westbrook here. So you can tell that this move has gotten the LeBron James seal of approval. And I know that we had Rick Bucher on the show last hour, and he's not a big fan of this trade, but I really don't know what else you can expect. The Lakers needed somebody else really dynamic to take the pressure off of LeBron and AD, so they can not have to put heavy stress minutes the entire season, so they can be healthy enough for the postseason. Because this is LeBron's thing, right? What is the perfect thing for LeBron is to have times during the regular season where he reminds you of the player he used to be, right? Like, I still got it. Don't think I don't still have it, because I still got it. But if you allow me to take some tread off my tires for a bit, when the playoffs come, this is when I'm going to be the LeBron you remember, and I'm going to go for 38, 16, and 12, and I'm going to do this. You know, it doesn't need to be Russell Westbrook saying, well, it's got to be a triple-double every night during the season, a triple-double every night during the playoffs. If Russell Westbrook is someone who can take that pressure off for the regular season, and Rick Bucher agreed with that with me, this is going to be a huge move for them. I'm putting them in the finals because this is the dynamic player that Westbrook is. He's going to lead the league in assists. He is going to give you a triple-double every night in the regular season. And yes, is it a bit of a square peg fit for Russell Westbrook? Yeah, but sometimes a little bit of non-court crazy and a little bit of different energy is worth its weight in gold. Because look at the Laker locker room last year, right? They made all these changes. Did it work? No. Half those guys, everybody wants out. By everybody, I mean LeBron. Half those guys that are there, everybody, they all want them out, right? Guys that had to go. Harrell had to go. Kyle Kuzma had to go. Dennis Schroeder's got to go. A couple other guys have to go. And so you're bringing in a new energy and a new guy who is more dynamic and a better player than anybody you have going out. And so I fail to see how this is suddenly going to be something where they're going to be at each other's throats and Westbrook and LeBron are going to be fist fighting at the end of games because Westbrook won't pass LeBron the basketball. I don't see how that's going to happen. I fail to see that. You've added a dynamic superstar player who never quits, who could have gone to Washington and quit. And instead, what did he do? He went and had another season where he averaged a triple-double. Okay, yes, oh, it's going to be hard because they're going to be, yes, but Russell Westbrook has been a really good player for a really long time. And has he been on a bad team the last few years? Yeah. When he was on good teams, what happened? He went far in the playoffs. Now he's going to be on a good team again. It's pretty easy to see. It's not just that this is, it's a questionable fit. This is the fit. The Lakers needed someone just like him to come in that can say, hey, I can take some of the onus off. Because what happened this year when AD and LeBron were not at their best? They got drubbed. They couldn't win without AD. They couldn't win without LeBron when AD was healthy. They couldn't do it. When one of those two guys was hurt, they couldn't do it. They had a first-round series against the Suns where if AD was healthy, they would have beaten the Suns, and that would have forever changed the course of NBA history. And we're not talking about Chris Paul being a GOAT, top 5 point guard, and all of this crazy-ass stuff. It would have been different. So if you're playing this series and AD can't play, but you're playing with Westbrook and LeBron, yeah, look out, man. I mean, it's not like Russell Westbrook hasn't been able to play with stars throughout his career. He has been able to. All right, now he's going to be on the best team he's been on in over a decade. All right, yes, I don't know what people think is going to be the outcome that every day it's going to be, oh, this is just doom and gloom and Westbrook is deflating all the basketballs at practice. No, Westbrook is a great dynamic player. It'll be fun, and it's going to be great for us because, hey, Russell Westbrook is polarizing, man. You either like Russell Westbrook, you go, I can't stand the guy. And this is why you get the takes of, I love the Russell Westbrook trade, I hate the Russell Westbrook trade. So it's going to be great for us, but it's also going to be great for the Lakers. This is not going to fail. The Lakers, I'll tell you, this is too big to fail. What's going on right now, everybody knows the stakes for this season. LeBron knows them. Anthony Davis knows them. Russell Westbrook knows them. He's coming home. He's realized that I've had time in NBA purgatory where they've traded me away, where I've gone to a team where I've been a throw-in. I've had that. Now I'm coming back to where I first became a star. It's Los Angeles. It's going to be a bit of a volatile mix. But like I said, sometimes that kind of new energy is exactly what a team full of superstars needs. This is the perfect situation for Westbrook.
Yeah, I think for us, it's great theater. It's a huge win. On the basketball court, obviously, we've talked a lot about LeBron James' stressful minutes, where he can find the rest as he does and builds in. I don't know if you've started to coach that thing, but it's certainly something I've talked with Madeline about in the soccer world. You know, making sure you find those seconds to catch your breath and all. And for all of you coaching your kids out there, or maybe for doing your own workouts, you got to find those paces. But the idea being that you bring him in and so LeBron can work off the ball. Right? Does he start to get into a little more of that Jordan phase of, all right, I'll work from the down from the block and I'm going to take turnaround jumpers and I can still bulldoze you when I need to and when I want to, and becomes situational versus the constant pounding that his body has had to take. So you can slow that down. And obviously this year's injury was a 200-pound man sliding into his leg, so a little different than some of the other stressors that pop up. But I think part of the concern, and I think Rick brought it up a bit, is, all right, how do you fill out the rest of the roster? Because Westbrook solves some of the problems, but he still can't shoot from the outside to the degree you want. That, and you're hoping the free throw shooting was only a one-year dip. But all that said, I think it's still the net win. And again, for Laker fans, they've got their big three, as it were, for you and I here on national radio when these games will be live and in living color. The theater on a nightly basis. Yes, please. This is as good as it gets. This is as good as it gets. Two guys that – actually, all three guys have been known to mean mug and get pissed at teammates at a time. Now we'll see if they're pointing the fingers like the Spider-Man against each other.
You said Spider-Man.
Well, because in this case, it would be Spider-Man because there were multiple Spider-Man.
You said Spider-Man. It's the Spider-Man. Look, it kind of reminds me a little bit. You talk about how they're going to fill out the rest of the roster. It reminds me, honestly, a little bit of what the Heat did when they got LeBron. All right, what do we do now? We got LeBron. We have Dwayne Wade. We have Chris Bosh. How do we fill out the rest of this roster? We don't have anybody. We have about $20 and change in couch cushions for Mike Miller. Well, let's go get Mike Miller. And what happened? They went to 4 straight finals. They figured out that part of it. But having that third superstar was a really big deal. And Chris Bosh was better than anybody you can talk about who the next best Laker player was this past year. This is a great move for the Lakers, and it's going to work. It's great for the NBA. This is where everybody wins, except for the Wizards, who wind up getting a bunch of used parts that the Lakers really don't want to worry about.
Yeah, that's fine. Nobody's worried about them right now.
Twitter
this
it
is about me and my world, man.
If it's my time, Mr. Hahn, and it's your time, isn't it our time? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So while that you can put the Lakers in the NBA Finals with this Westbrook trade, trust me, it's July 29th, you can do it. You can put the Dodgers in the World Series after what they've done earlier today. Why were they able to pull off one of the most stunning trades we've seen in recent baseball history? I'll tell you why next, right here, Fox. Oh, my goodness. Mexico just scored. Wow. Wow.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We'll get into the big, huge Major League Baseball trade in a second, but it's now a final. The United States will be taking on Mexico in the final of the Gold Cup. Mexico just scored in injury time to beat Canada 2-1. There was almost two huge brawls following the goal. I thought the referee was going to be like, Oprah, you get a red card, and you get a red card, and you get a red card.
Oh, they may still come, man. Those still may be doled out after video review.
I mean, it was close. Like, this is one of those scrums that, like, moved across the entire pitch. Like, it starts at one part, and they're all going after each other all the way through. I really thought we were going to see a full-blown brawl, but we did not. And Mexico wins, so United States-Mexico, that's going to be lit on Sunday, man. That is going to be some kind of match. I can't wait.
Yeah, live from Las Vegas, and for this one, towards the end of the first half, evidently there was a bit of a skirmish that bled into the post-goal moments, and you saw a celebration for like 4 minutes. I don't know that I've ever seen a team allowed to celebrate quite that far when it wasn't PKs to end a game. It's like, what's going on? There's still time running. Why is the clock still moving? Because, you know, obviously we're sitting here without sound. I'm like, oh, wait. All right, go. What are they saying? Because now they're fighting. And the announcers even at one point just go, you know, the only person who really knows how much time left is that man right there.
Yeah.
Show the referee. It's like, it's the old time rules here. So, hey, there it is. Mexico 2-1.
You know, it was a great moment because I'm watching the Gold Cup, the United States and Qatar on split screen with the draft. And the United States, they won 1-0. They scored in the 85th minute. It was so insane. You know, Qatar had a penalty that they missed. And the guitar player did one of the guitar players. See what I did there? One of those. I'm gonna stutter step and pause, and he kicks the ball over the net. And I always say, show me somebody that tries to use trickeration and stutter stepping and pausing when they're kicking a penalty, and I'll show you a guy whose chance of making it goes way down, because that's exactly what happens, right? So the United States is able to dominate all the way through. They get the goal in the 85th minute, which happens right after a United States player is just completely tackled from behind. The referee doesn't call it. It's a penalty. It's in the box. And United States coach Greg Berhalter is insane. They didn't call it, right? So like about a minute after the United States scores, and they showed a replay of Berhalter on the sideline. The ball hits the back of the net, and he takes 3 steps down and screams in the official's face and points to the goal. He looked like your friend at a bar that you're like, dude, don't get out of control. And then he goes and like he tries to yell at somebody. You got to grab him and pull him back and go, don't worry about it. He's fine. Don't worry about it. He just goes and screams in the referee's face and points, and they had to pull him back. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he came back and said, hey, that wasn't...
They win.
Yeah, he came back and said, hey, you know, it wasn't him. There was some officiating issues, but it wasn't his fault. He's a good guy.
Yeah. I just got really mad, and he was the closest guy in a blue shirt. That's why I went and I screamed at him. Oh,
there you
my
go.
Goodness. That was
hey,
crazy.
Can I give you a quick draft update for your Pistons?
Oh, sure. Give me my Pistons, buddy. My Pistons.
With the 52nd pick overall, they just drafted the NCAA Men's Player of the Year.
Oh.
Iowa center Luka Garza.
Nice. Look at Luka Garza. I'm telling you, here it comes. Here comes that guy suddenly is like, oh, people are going to care about me again. I'm telling you, watch out, man. Cade Cunningham's going to do it all by himself. He's got young players around him, man. It's fantastic.
Oh, they picked the kid from Michigan, too.
Yeah. Listen, hey.
Isaiah, man.
He's going to wind up. Look, you get the hometown hero. That works
look
out for you. Doesn't match.
DraftKings. You're so happy.
I'm the gift that keeps on giving. I've given Detroit basketball back its future. And the Tigers and the Red Wings. You're welcome. But speaking of the future, the Dodgers have made a move that will put them in the World Series this year as they are finalizing a trade. The deal is done. It just needs to be finalized, where the Dodgers are getting Max Scherzer and Trey Turner from the Nationals for a big haul of prospects, including two of the highest rated players in the Dodgers minor league organization, Josiah Gray, Kybert Ruiz. Ruiz is a guy that they said, no, we're not trading him. Oh, well, but for Scherzer and Trey Turner, yeah, okay, we'll put Ruiz in. A couple other players are going as well, but this is a huge, huge deal. Yes, you traded away your top two prospects overall coming into 2021, which is what Gray and Ruiz were, but you get back two players that not only solve your issues now, they solve your issues in the future. Okay, because clearly when I told you the Dodgers were going to get Max Scherzer, the reasons why they got him are exactly what we said the other night, right? And we talked about Scherzer being on the block and he wants to go to the West Coast. It was going to be the Dodgers. Why? Because the Dodgers can give whatever other teams want because they have the prospects that are desirable to every other team in Major League Baseball. Dodgers and Yankees prospects mean more to other GMs than any other team. It's like they get sprinkled with fairy dust when a GM hears, you can have our couple of top prospects. Oh, it's Dodgers prospects. And then suddenly, oh, it gets all the fairy dust comes and it's, look at this, wonderful, and I'm on a cloud of marshmallows. You can have
Complain that they come up and hit 390 against the Mets. So
yeah, they all come up and hit.
That makes sense.
Everybody does. Yeah. Like, but you could say, here's your top two prospects from the A's or the Indians. Or sorry, the Guardians or the Rays, and it doesn't matter. But Yankees and Dodgers prospects, they mean the most. Why do you think the two teams to pull off the biggest trade so far are the Dodgers and the Yankees? Right, the Yankees made two big trades now because they have the prospects that are more desirable than any other prospects in the game. You hear Dodgers-Yankee prospects, they're valued more. So that's the one thing they had. The other thing was they had a bigger need. For the Padres, getting Max Scherzer would have been, boy, what a great feather in our cap. This is terrific. But picking up the entirety of Scherzer's contract, the Padres, they've spent a lot of money, but can they really spend that kind of money? No, but the Dodgers can. Because the Dodgers now payroll $275 million, we don't give a crap. We're going to pay it. The Dodgers had a bigger need because Trevor Bauer is never going to pitch for the Dodgers again. Whether he pitches again in Major League Baseball, that's up in the air, but he's not going to pitch for the Dodgers again. So you need somebody that was not only going to take his place now, but for the next couple of years, because you were banking on Bauer to be, hey, the next 3 years, he's going to be a superstar for us. Now you don't have that. Now you have it, Max Scherzer, because he's 36. He's at least got two or three more really dominant years left because clearly he's still throwing at a high level. He has lost nothing off of his Cy Young form and what he's had for it throughout his career. And for Trey Turner is a guy that now, if you don't re-sign Corey Seager when he comes up, then guess what? Trey Turner's going to be your everyday shortstop. Now, with Seager coming back and Turner's going to come off the COVID list, Turner's going to play second, Seager will play shortstop, right? So that's fine for now. But in the future, there you can't keep everybody, and if Seager's a guy that goes, hey, Trey Turner is young, he's terrific, he'll be your everyday shortstop. The Dodgers have solved everything all because of the reasons we told you a couple of days ago, because of their prospects and because of the need they have. So it's no surprise that they wound up with Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. They're going to the World Series. This is a situation where they've gone from, hey, they're just as good. Boy, other teams have kind of risen up a bit. You're worried about them in a short series. No, now there's no concerns for the Dodgers because they just added a lights out, one of the top five pitchers in Major League Baseball. You added one of the top five or six shortstops in Major League Baseball, and you added it for nothing that you pulled off of your roster. Two highly rated prospects who are not going to dent the team or play for them anytime soon and be that kind of an impact. Though Gray was pitching a little bit for the Dodgers now, how much is he going to pitch now? I mean, you're talking about Bueller and Kershaw and Scherzer. What are you going to do with Julio Urias? Maybe he goes to the bullpen and he winds up, you know, being the left-handed closer in the playoffs. Whatever it winds up being, the Dodgers have solved all their problems with this trade right now.
Cliche or not, whether you've heard it from me a billion times in our times here at Fox Sports Radio, give me the guy that's ready to perform now, and you go for it. That's why even with my Southside Chicago roots, I didn't like it, but I understood when a Fernando Tatis Jr. was traded away for James Shields. You don't like it, but you understand. And from the business side, being consistent, it was we get a starter now who strikes out a lot of batters as opposed to the guy who may eventually become the most electrifying force in sports entertainment. Like, look, this doesn't fix Cody Bellinger's bat, okay? They've still got some issues that need to be worked out here, but you gave all the reasons. You got tons of prospects, trade prospects. Ship them all out as you need to bring in guys that are all stars and dominant performers now. You know why? Because you've set up a system where you're going to go find more of them. That's the beauty of this. And you're going to be able to go based on the processes you put in place to go and bilk other organizations to bring these guys in to flip them again. You have built the perfect model. so long as you can keep that institutional knowledge, that communication flowing going forward, it'll work. You have cash reservoirs already before this, right? You talk about the Bauer contract that had been signed. Okay, 26% more than the Yankees in terms of spending. They're number two to what the Dodgers were putting out. And you talked about the need for pitching, right? Kershaw's is there, but we, as we've talked about for a couple of years now, you've got to make sure you've got resources behind him in case the back flares up or other injuries are there. And you hope that he's sound. And look, from all the eyes, we're going to get a good stretch run from him here again. But how many more do you have? You are looking at this nucleus, and you're trying to extend your winning as long as you can, fighting back whatever the hell they put in the water in San Francisco. And that's not even a crack at San Francisco. It's literally just a Fountain of Youth joke. But also, what the Padres were trying to do, this is going to be their big acquisition. You say, no. Hold my beer. And then you come over the top and you go and land both these guys? No, that's debilitating for a locker room and a clubhouse that thought they were about to get over and add resources and big chips to this fight. And now they're settling for another reliever. Hudson's fine. He's not Max Scherzer.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smiths are with Mike Harmon. Can you imagine? I mean, just realize going, Padre fans woke up today going, we're getting Scherzer too. Daniel Hudson's good, right? Like, he's a good reliever. Yeah. Like, I could be excited about that. Yes. But we're not getting Scherzer.
No
the Dodgers got him.
Oh, and he's great. A good reliever once he gets off the COVID list. Is, well, the know, other part of the equation.
And you know, and think about this part of it too for the Dodgers is that, yes, it's a big risk in theory because the Dodgers right now aren't in first place. They're not running away with the NL West. And so they would be in position if the season ended today. You're talking about a one game in the playoffs and you could go home. The fact that they made this trade, yes, it also is a longer term thing for them because Turner can be their shortstop and Scherzer's going to stay for a couple of years. But they made this knowing, hey, our window's open. We're adding these two stars to a team that's ready to win it all now. They are supremely confident they will pass the Giants and win the NL West. You know, this is not, oh, if we get in one game, no, we know we're passing the Giants and then we're going to have to not worry about anything except our first long series and lining up our starting pitchers. Does Scherzer pitch game one? Does Bueller pitch game one? Do we try to do a thing to keep everybody happy where Scherzer pitches game one, but Bueller pitches the first game at home? That's going to be their worry. They have no issues and no doubt that they're going to pass the Giants. And I also have no doubt they're going to pass the Giants. The Giants have had a fun run so far, right? They have completely overachieved. But eventually, as a veteran team, we get into August and September. The Dodgers made the big moves, and they're going to slowly overtake the Giants in the NL West.
Can I just say one last thing on this in terms of contractual obligations? Just because it's germane to all conversations we have every time we celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah.
$11.8 million picked up by the Dodgers on this year's contract for Max Scherzer. Paid out in 2028, baby. Yeah!
Suck it, Bobby Bonilla.
Well, he's got to get that over 10 years, man. Oh. Scherzer's going to get just a big check.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I mean, hey, coming up next, we celebrate the big trades in baseball and the NBA the best way we know how.
Uh-oh.
You know what's coming, and it's next on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The NBA draft, we saw Cade Cunningham get drafted number one overall. The Lakers trade for Russell Westbrook. The Dodgers are trading for Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. That's going to be finalized in the coming hours. So let's celebrate as it's time to play.
Whoa.
And now it's the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
Yes. Oh, Magic Johnson, the most obvious and vanilla tweeter in the world. We're going to play the Magic Johnson Twitter game. I give you the tweet. You tell me if it's a Magic Johnson tweet or if it's made up entirely by me. Playing as myself, Mike Harmon. Special delivery, Steve DeSager. Are we all ready to go?
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, I think he's still on the yacht, too. So these will be extra spicy, I'm sure.
Cookie and I spending our last day in Italy. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet? Cookie and I spending our last day in Italy.
Sure.
Yeah. No, that's been it for about a month now.
Yeah.
I remember he was hanging out with Samuel Jackson. And
yeah. I gave you an easy one. That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
Right. No, cool. All right. Good.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Russell Westbrook is the most electric player in the NBA today. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet? Russell Westbrook is the most electric player in the NBA today.
Does that throw daggers at LeBron?
No, I think it's too late tonight. That's a no.
I'll go the other way.
You're going to say it is?
Yeah.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
I just wanted to go opposite to maybe get a point up. Wow, he said that, though. LeBron's going to be ticked.
With Westbrook joining LeBron and AD, the Lakers now have their version of the Big Three. Is that a Magic Johnson tweet, or is that made up by me?
Oh, I've got
Westbrook
some imitation.
Joining LeBron and AD, the Lakers now have their version of the Big Three.
Very
it's
obvious.
Like adding a bunch of imitation vanilla to your pancake mix. Yes.
I'll say no. Too obvious.
Oh, Steve, that is a Magic Johnson tweet.
You won't have a more obvious Magic tweet than that tonight. Wow.
On my last day of vacation, the Lakers gave me a present named Russell Westbrook.
No.
On my last day of vacation, the Lakers gave me a present named Russell Westbrook.
No.
Harmon?
Oh, I said no.
That is not.
All right. All right.
A present.
Not.
Wow, that would be, that would be egomaniacal. It would be kind of cool.
Russell Westbrook to the Lakers is very exciting and will make the Lakers a championship contender next season.
Huh?
Russell Westbrook to the Lakers is very exciting.
Steve, you like obvious.
Make the Lakers a championship contender next season.
Surprise TNT hasn't signed him. I'll say no.
I'll go sure.
That is a Magic tweet.
So there it is. He's bored on vacation.
Coming up more of the big night in the NBA, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.